All right, what do we got going here today? Everybody ready to go? Good.
What you remember about Harbaugh as a player, and if you see his team at all take on the personality that you remember him as a player?
Yeah, sure. We played against Jim a couple times. You know, he was at Chicago, definitely at Indianapolis. Tough, competitive guy. He'll definitely stand in there. He had a lot of toughness. Had a good career. I mean, they released him or traded him when they drafted Peyton, right? He was kind of the quarterback. He was there with Marshall Faulk, and you know, they had a good Marshall Broda. Yeah. No, good player. Played, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years, 13 years, something like that, whatever it was. He was around for a while. Tough guy out of Michigan.
The way the 49ers play in terms of, does it all reflect the way he played?
I think that, yeah, they play very competitively. They play, you know, they're physical, of an edge. I mean, I'd say he was, you know, a tough guy for a quarterback, definitely. I think his teams reflect that, yeah. He's a good personality, strong personality. I think they play that way. They play aggressively, play with a good temperament.
Any connections or background with him at all over the
years? We've talked a few times. I mean, it's funny, the last time I talked to him, he was at Stanford, and Bill Walsh was sitting in his office. So we were talking, and he said, hey, Bill's here. You know, you want to say hello to Coach Walsh? And so we talked to Bill Walsh a few years ago, maybe like 05, somewhere in there.
Sound like you're on the phone.
Yeah, talked to Bill on the phone, yeah.
Do you recall, I mean, what you were talking, I mean, not what you were talking about, because that's a private conversation, but why you were even reaching out to him in the first?
Music. You know, I think it was about some of his players. Pre-draft type thing. Pre-combine, maybe.
Bill Walsh, Bill. You still see handprints of what he did in their organization, all over their organization, or is it different now from when you see the Niners?
I think when you watch him play, you don't. Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't see that offensively. Well, I mean, there's an element of to the offense that's like some of the flatbacks things they do and all that. But no, I mean, really, I'd say this looks like Jim's program. Not being inside the organization, I can't really comment on some of the other, you know, the scouting or maybe other things they do organizationally. I'm not sure about that, but no, I'd say that this looks like Jim's team and. Kind of like what he did at Stanford, you know, same coordinators. I mean, other than Brad Seeley, but, you know, with Greg and Vic as their offensive defense coordinators, he had them at Stanford. I mean, so it's similar.
Speaking of Brad, we talked a lot about Douglas Shamir. I mean, the past few weeks, the whole season, it seems like San Francisco, the punter and the returners can flip the field.
Definitely.
Win that battle as well as anybody.
Yeah, well, Lee can definitely change field position. He's got a, you know, a huge leg. I mean, Akers had the 63-yard field goal this year, but we know he's an excellent kicker and skilled, you know, and he had the onside kick against us when he was with the Eagles in 07. Good returners. You know, again, obviously, he's done a good job for him. Williams before he got hurt, but they do a good job. Grant's blocked a punt and was close on a couple other ones. But no, they're solid in the kicking game. I mean, they led league in special teams last year, and they're solid. They're strong. They got a lot of physical players. Got some fast players like Brock and Spillman, and some physical guys like Grant. And you know, got some good balance of speed, size, toughness, and good specialists, kicker, punter, returners.
You said
led
league in the game. What's the
metric? What Rick Goslin does there, right? That, you know, where he compounds everything and rates it and all that. I mean, I don't know if it's perfect or not, but it's certainly an indicator. You know, I'd rather be at the top of that list than the bottom, let's put it that way. But they do a good job.
Bill, Wes Welker closing in on a personal milestone. Could happen Sunday or maybe later on. 5 seasons, 100-plus catches. What do you think of that record, and what does that say about the dependable receiver that he's been over the years?
I think that's what it says the most about, is his dependability and durability. That's a lot of catches for a lot of years. So, and he'll be able to go out there and do it week after week against all the different coverages, all the different matchups that we see and all that. That's a real credit to, like I said, Wes's his ability, but also his toughness and his durability, because he's taking a lot of hits out there. Now, you know, our slot receivers historically, Troy Brown, Wes, I mean, have always caught a lot of balls. But, you know, he's caught a lot for a long time and returned kicks for us at times, so. And blocks. I mean, he's a tough kid. He's in there on a lot of plays. It's not all catches. He's in there blocking in the running game. You know, he had a big block on Ridley's touchdown run last week, and he's returning kicks for us. Hunts.
When you think about the progression like a quarterback makes in his first few years in a system, going back to like Tom from 2001, 2003, you see like a growth as you're in the system. Mm-hmm. Can you almost make the same comparison to like a linebacker like Mayo, who when he comes in and plays a lot, he grows over the, you know, the
sure, absolutely.
Can you expand upon that, just specific to that position on defense, you know, almost like the quarterback of the defense in a way?
Oh yeah, I think a lot of times the rookies are come in and they you know, they're talented, they're big, they're fast, they can run and chase the ball, but a lot of times they're just kind of running around out there. As they gain more experience and more understanding of the total defense and where their teammates are and how things fit on different runs, they, you know, usually play with more, maybe a little more patience, maybe a little better recognition in terms of play action passes and misdirection plays and things like that. Although Gerard's very good at he's been very good at those, but I think certainly you get better at them, you know, through time, you know, and understanding the different matchups, you know, which guys are, you know, really try to knock you off the ball, which guys really kind of try to come and fit up with you and, you know, use your athleticism to mirror you, which guys are holders, which guys are cut blockers, you know, in addition to the actual X's and O's of the scheme, but like how the individual guys play. Same thing with tackling backs. You know, we see a lot of different types of backs, which guys you can, you know, really load up on, which guys have a lot of wiggle, which guys are faster than you, not faster than you. So I think all those things play into it, and it's kind of like a quarterback. You know, the linebacker has to make, you know, multiple decisions on every play of, you know, not only what his assignment is and what the play is, but all the way along the line, different angles and how to, you know, how to take on blocks, how to tackle, the leverage to play with, the angle to run to, so forth, the technique, and so there's so many different things that happen, you know, just in a split second during the course of the play, just like it is for a quarterback. So, you know, the more of those things that you can do right, slow down, get the most important things, not get distracted by all the stuff that's happening, but just really zero in on the target. That's, you know, I think a good quarterback or a good linebacker or a good safety, even though you have a lot of bodies moving out there, it slows down for them, and they can really see it. And then there's other guys that it's a lot of bodies moving, and they, you know, kind of don't see anything. You know, it's like being a busy intersection and just cars going everywhere. But, you know, the guys that really can sort it out, they see the game at a much, you know, they see it at a slower pace and can really sort out and decipher, you know, all that movement. So it's, which is hard, but experience certainly helps that. Yep.
Talk about the 49ers defense. We talk about it all week, but from the sideline, from your perspective, when your offense runs hurry up, what do you see from the defenders and how that wears them down from your perspective? What do you see, and of course, how important is that for you to take advantage of whatever you see on Sunday?
I mean, first of all, I wouldn't say that the 49ers have – that there's a lot of that that they've seen. I mean, there's a lot of that we can see on film. Some, but not a whole lot. And we don't do it all the time either. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. So if we feel like we can gain an advantage, then we do it. If we don't, then there's an advantage – there's certain advantages to not doing it. So, like, you know, we can go either way on that. But, you know, the things we're looking for are to try to be able to gain an advantage, whether that's by scheme or – maybe we feel like we have a little edge at that point in time in conditioning and and you know, being able to play faster than they are. Maybe it's a communication thing that they're, you know, if we feel like they're having trouble getting aligned or that type of thing, they're trying to match up, and depending on what, you know, they're trying to do defensively, there might be an advantage to forcing them to move quicker. But sometimes there really isn't. If they're not moving much, then, you know, they're in position no matter where you go, because they don't have a lot of moving parts if that's what they happen to be, where they happen to be playing. So, you know, it's just a little bit of that. It's like you said, it's a feel. It's sort of a whether you feel like you can gain an advantage. And if you can, then great. And if you can't, then what's, you know, maybe there's other advantages you can gain.
Your players are often careful with the words that they use so as not to provide bulletin board material. Alden Smith yesterday, in talking about the offense, said we can stop them. This isn't the first offense we've played against that has talent. I'm just wondering your response to that and whether you can use it as a positive bulletin board for your team.
Yeah. Well, look, they have a good defense. I'm sure they expect to play well. You know, we have a good team. We expect to play well. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, that doesn't put any points on the board, or it doesn't make any blocks, tackles, yards, or anything else. It'll come down to how the teams perform on Sunday night. I mean, that's really what it's about. The rest of it's just good for you to work with. Okay. Right, thanks.